Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. Thank you so much for coming back to listen to the things that the Lord has been showing me through words or dreams, messages, and warnings. And today I do have quite a few things to share with you that the Lord has been giving me in dreams and in flash dreams over the last couple of months concerning aliens, fallen angels, Nephilims, giants. And I also did receive a message concerning the Nephilim that I'm going to read to you at the end of this video. So hang in there to the end so you can hear the message that the Lord gave me about the Nephilims. We are seeing more and more things coming out about the aliens. It seems to be in the news all the time. And I believe maybe this is why the Lord in the last couple of months has been showing me things concerning these so-called aliens, because we're going to see more and more deceptions that are going to come upon the world, and the world is going to believe one thing when in reality it's actually in the spirit realm something different. And I believe what the Lord is showing me is that these so-called aliens are really related to the fallen angels and the Nephilim. So let me go ahead quickly and share these short dreams first. In the first dream, I was trying to prepare a Thanksgiving meal, and I noticed on the kitchen counter a small dish with something very peculiar in it. As I examined it more closely, I saw that it resembled like a tiny octopus about an inch long, and it was translucent white. Knowing that company was about to arrive, I freaked out and I thought I have to dispose of this thing, whatever this thing is, quickly. So I took the dish out into the hallway where there was a trash receptor in the wall. And as I was about to throw this entity down the trash, I looked down and realized that now there was more than one, that they had multiplied in just a few short minutes. And then all of a sudden, there were so many of them that they were crawling out from the dish and falling onto the floor. And I started panicking, and I kept picking them up and trying to throw them into the receptor trash. But they wouldn't go down. It was like they were sticking. They were like, they knew what was going on, and they didn't want to go down there. And I couldn't throw them away, I guess is the best way to say it. When I woke up, I heard this word. I heard the word aliens. Okay, the second dream. And I'm not going to give interpretations for these dreams, brothers and sisters. Take it to the Lord for further understanding. Most of these are pretty self-explanatory. Okay, in the second dream, I was watching TV in the dream. And I saw on the TV screen what looked like a life-size pod. P-O-D, pod. And I saw that it was slightly opened at the very top. And all of a sudden, the camera showed the top of the pod. And I could see that there was a crack in the middle. And through the crack, I could see something moving around. It kind of reminded me, actually, a little bit of the movie The Body Snatchers, if you've seen that. Then in the TV, I heard a person screaming in the background, and he was screaming, "I see life, I see life," because there was something moving in the pod. And then all of a sudden, I saw a head pop out of this pod. And once it popped out, it then multiplied, and it morphed into three heads. So it came out, there was one head popping up, and then it multiplied. Very similar to the first dream I told you about where things multiplied. And when I woke up, I heard this. I heard, once again, I heard the word aliens, and then I heard the word multiplying. Third dream. In this dream, I was outside at night in a city with other people, and I just happened to look up at the sky, and I saw something emerging from the dark clouds. It was this huge UFO round spaceship with so many different colored lights around it. And I only saw it for an instant because it quickly went behind the next cloud. It was like a thick stormy cloud as if it was hiding. And I yelled loudly to everyone, and I pointed to the sky, but it was too late for them to see it. And then the next scene in this dream, I was outside again, but this time it was daytime. And suddenly the same thing happened. The same spaceship appeared a second time, but it was in broad daylight. It was in plain view, and everyone saw it. It was actually quite beautiful, with all its different colored, sparkling lights going on and off. It was very mesmerizing. And it was so big and massive that it seemed to cover the whole city sky. I can't even tell you how big it was. It was huge. And then I woke up. All right, now my fourth dream. In this fourth dream, it was a flash dream. And what I saw was a picture. And it was a picture of two beings. One was huge. I'd say he was like, seemed to be like 12 feet high. And he looked a bit like an ogre. That's what came to me. He was kind of wide, big, and tall. And standing next to him was a mere, what I would say, a mere mortal man about half his size. And what I felt from this dream, it was like a comparison chart to what a giant was compared to a man and the difference in size. It was twice as big. And then in my last dream I want to share with you, dream five, again I was outside. And I looked down and I saw two huge footprints in the mud, in the ground. They were about 2 feet in length and very wide. I saw that they were very much like imprinted in the ground. It was so obvious what they were. And as I was looking at them and kind of studying them, a crack developed in the mud footprints. Sideways in the middle of the footprint. And then all of a sudden, the ground started to shake like a tremor or an earthquake. It kind of reminded me of like in Jurassic Park when the dinosaurs, the big ones, would come and the whole earth shook. That's what this reminded me of, this dream. And that was the end of this flash dream. So the question is, why is the Lord showing me these things? This is very unusual. I've never gotten dreams about aliens or fallen angels or giants. So this is unusual for me. But I believe that the Lord is trying to warn us that we are going to be seeing things that we have never seen before, and for us to just be prepared address these things through the lens of Scripture and not through what like the media is going to tell you or your friends going to tell you. No, brothers and sisters, everything has to go through the lenses of the Word of God and what the Holy Spirit shows us. In Bible prophecy, we actually do see that in the last days that there are going to be what they call stars, S-T-A-R-S, that will fall to the ground. These stars can represent fallen angels, which I believe will take the form of aliens. In Revelation 12:4, it talks about how a third of the stars fell from heaven, and I'll read that to you. It says, Satan's tail, drew the third part of the stars from heaven, and it did cast them down to earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as she was born. So we see here that there are stars that are going to be falling down. These are the fallen angels. And there's a couple other references in the Bible that mention these. And I'll have those in my blog. And my blog is in the description box down below, so you can check it out. So lately, since we are hearing so much more about these aliens, we're also talking about demons and fallen angels and Nephilim, and often these things are used interchangeably. However, this is a mistake because demons and fallen angels and Nephilim are three different things. Even though they are connected, they are different entities and they have different roles in Satan's kingdom. In the ancient days, it is the fallen angels that bred with human women, which created the Nephilim, or what is called, or the giants, like Goliath, was a giant. He was a Nephilim of old. And it appears that as we read prophecy, that during the last days, these fallen angels are going to reappear, and we're then going to see a form of Nephilim that return. And I believe that these Nephilim are going to be come forward through the merging of technology and humans. This is a mixture that is talked about in Daniel, the book of Daniel. Excuse me. It is a mixture of what he calls clay and iron. And you can read about that in Daniel 2, 42 through 43. This is a corruptible seed. This is a mixture that God hates. Now, I believe that the clay actually represents the human, and iron represents technology in these last days. And if you look up iron in the Bible, do a Bible study about iron in the Bible, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, so these merging technology with humans, I believe, are what's going to be, and it's happening now, is forming hybrids or cyborgs. They no longer have just God's DNA, but they have now been also tainted with what I call fallen angel technology. And we're actually seeing this happen in real life now. We are seeing this merging because just a couple weeks ago, the first chip was implanted into a human brain. And if you have not heard about that, I will have a link to that in my blog so you can read the article about, it's called Neuralink, and they implanted a brain chip in somebody's brain. And in that article, it's very interesting. It actually mentions this. It says, meshing human brains with artificial intelligence. I'll say that again. Meshing human brains with artificial intelligence. That is the merging, I believe, that the Lord is warning about. So the warning is this. Do not allow any corruption to enter your being. You were made in the image of God. Do not become defiled by what is coming. We are actually now at the crossroad with this mixture of mankind, just as in the days of Noah. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and read the message that I received. I got this in December of 2023, and here's this message. And for those of you who do get my newsletter, this is a message I already put in there because remember I put something, I put a whole section in there about the Nephilim, so this is the same message. There is a societal collapse at the end of the human race. All that you once knew will change. The generation changes, souls change, hybrids come forth, Nephilim come forward, and the fallen ones come forward. Those made in my image will have decreased significantly. The mixture of iron and clay, it is the last generation. There will be no going back. What will be done is done. Do not weep for the unhumans that come, but weep because salvation has been taken away from them. For it is only for those who are made in my image. The world has now been taken over. Like any sci-fi movie, it now becomes reality. The end will come swiftly because the stench of non-humans reaches my nostrils, the putrid smell of hatred, rebellion, idolatry, evil, and witchcraft permeates the very air that is breathed. Cough out their vomit and do not let it overtake you, my little ones. Do not follow them or emulate them, but instead follow the narrow path to me. Do not get caught up in their lies and deceptions, because it will be your end. Stay away from many of the advancements that come forth because of evil and corrupt roots. Look to the former days on how you should live, for the present days are wicked beyond measure. Seek all that is good and reject all the plans of my foe. For Satan rules for just a little while longer, that I come to take my rightful place as King of Kings. He will be thrown into the fiery lake along with his followers. A new world will come that is pure, holy, and righteous. There will be justice in the land because it will be the Lamb of God that will be its ruler.